Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Turning a theme park ride into a movie worked box office wonders for Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean. The Mouse House employs the same template with Jungle Cruise. Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt bring plenty of personal charisma to their roles of a charming Amazon boat captain and a spunky English explorer. It's too bad that their efforts are wasted on such a hokey script. There's a torrent of Disney visual magic on display in this tongue-in-cheek comic adventure, but the efforts are uninspired. Thanks to its stars, Jungle Cruise is a pleasantly forgettable voyage. Just promise me there won't be an It's a Small World movie. The controversial case of Amanda Knox provides the inspiration for the fictional drama Stillwater. Matt Damon stars as a good old boy from Oklahoma who travels to Marseille, France to help exonerate his daughter who's serving a prison sentence for murder. Filmmaker Tom McCarthy's work is smart, sincere, and empathetic. It's also overlong and erratically paced. Damon leads a strong cast, but Abigail Breslin is a standout as his imprisoned daughter. The Academy should keep her in mind come Oscar time. Stillwater is a compelling movie that could have been even better with some judicious editing. Jean-Claude Van Damme became a star in the 1980s with a string of martial arts action hits. The 60-year-old kickboxer-turned-actor has a bit of fun with his tough-guy image in the silly French action comedy The Last Mercenary. He plays a former special agent known as The Mist who comes out of hiding to save his son from mobsters. There's nothing original in this goofy spoof, but The Last Mercenary may provide a few nostalgic laughs for undemanding JCVD fans. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.
Freeze Frame!